Well, their, you know, their team has obviously got a lot of weapons on offense that you have to worry about. Talk about facing a team that you really can't focus in on any one person, you know what I mean? It's got to obviously make it tougher.
Well, I mean, obviously, you've played several teams this year that you can kind of say you can focus on one player or whatnot, but, I mean, one thing that Coach Spangler and Coach Dooley is great about preparing the entire team for is that it is an 11-man game. It's a three-part game, four-quarter game, special teams, defense, and offense. Four quarters, every minute, every second, every down, every inch, 11 players. So that's something that I feel that we're very fortunate here to have instilled in the program. I think that, you know, LSU is definitely, they're a very notable program, but at the same time, you can't place too much emphasis on any one team. I mean, I know that they're, you know, pretty high ranked and whatnot, and it's in state for a lot of guys, and it's going to be a big game. But at the same time, you got to, you know, take it back to basics one step at a time.
Looking forward to getting a clean shot on Matt Flynn?
I'll tell you what, I'll look forward to taking any clean shot on anybody, to be honest with you.
You friends with any of the guys on the team?
I don't know anybody on the team, to be honest with you.
Do y'all get caught up in all the, like, and you kind of answer, the fact that, hey, you're playing the number two team in the country, mm-hmm. all the hype, they're supposedly, you know, wind up in the BCS game and all this. Do y'all get into all that or think about, hey, this is who we got, and does it keep you from being focused or what?
Not really. I mean, we've had the pleasure of already playing. You know, Cal's ranked obviously number three at one point this season, and I mean, I think that, you know, rankings fluctuate week to week. I mean, you never can say solidly this is exactly what's going to be and what's going to happen. And so, I mean, I think that, you know, it's great that we're playing a team of this stature. You know, but I mean, at the same time, it's like, you know, a lot of the guys have been there before. They know, you know, what's going to take and, you know, how the situation that we're going to approach. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a big game for a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that, you know, live in Louisiana that are on the team. And so, you know, that's going to bring a lot more of energy to practice and to the game. And I think that's going to, you know, you try to approach it like it's a normal game, but I mean, obviously there's going to be a little more emphasis because it's something that everybody around here wants to see happen, and I have every bit of confidence in this team and in the program and the coaches.
Talk about how well the defense has been playing the past couple games. Now you got to go down south to face the defense.
Well, you know, we like to make the progression week by week. Coach Spang is always saying, let's build. Let's build off of last week. You know, we don't want to take a step back. We always want to be moving forward. And that's actually for the entire team. And, I mean, at certain points, you know, defense may not be hitting, but the offense is, and special teams is as well. And, you know, that'll carry you through a game. We got to have we'd like to have all three of the units be solid, but at any one time, if you do want to win, you got to have at least two to be solid. And I think the great thing about this program is that defensively, offensively, special teams, you know, we'll find a way. And I think that, you know, defensively, we've been playing, you know, we've just been trying to build. And I think that's the most encouraging thing as far as playing on the defense, because you want to see that improvement, especially after last season.
It's got to be nice, too, that since LSU has all that speed, you look at the game against Cal, you're able to hold their top guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's got to build some confidence.
You know, it's I always like, you know, looking at the big games. I mean, it's just, it comes down to execution. I mean, you're going to have, this is Division I football. You're going to have great athletes everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're playing, a lesser team, as you'd say. You're going to have great athletes. I mean, look at Utah State. They're, you know, they don't have the best record and whatnot, but they've got, you know, they've got a great group of athletes out there, especially on, you know, special teams and on their offensive core. And, you know, you look every week, you know, it's athletes, but when it comes down to it, it's execution. And I think that, you know, back at the Cal game, I mean, they're a good team. You know, you got to give them credit. And LSU is a good team. But when you look back at the game film, I mean, we made our fair share of mental mistakes that cost us. And that's what a good team will do to you, is they'll exploit your mistakes. And that's something that you've got to limit when you play a great opponent.
You think LSU is taking you guys lightly?
I don't think so. I mean, they just, you know, came off a big game and whatnot, but I'd like to think a program like that would, they wouldn't necessarily do that. I mean, obviously they might, but I'd like to think that in order to be successful, that you shouldn't be able to, that you shouldn't be able to do that from week to week. And, you know, I'm expecting their best, and they should expect ours.
Is there any tweaking that you guys have to do to face a coach like Les Miles who goes for the fourth down so much? Is there some sort of call or anything like that where you have to make sure to keep the defense on the field a little extra, or like on those fourth and twos where you normally just be going up?
Well, I don't know if you necessarily have to implement something completely new. I think it's just we have to be ready to play four downs all the time instead of maybe just thinking let's do three and out and get off the field. I think that, I mean, last week was a good example. I mean, we get a fake punt, you know, rolled on us and whatnot, but I mean, late in the fourth quarter, you know, we've got to defend. You got to know, you know, when it comes down to the end of the game, you're going to be playing four downs, and that's the way you've got to look at it. You can't just be like, okay, well, we're going to do this and we'll just go off special teams. So I think that mentally, it might be a little different to prepare for, but I wouldn't expect anything too much because, you know, the way I try to view it when we're out there is like, hey, this is one down, that's it. It's, it doesn't matter, let's move on. That's the way you have a short amnesia is what you want to have in the game of football.
There is that natural deep breath, though, I think that a defense takes when they feel like they've got the three and out, and they can finally make a fourth down. And he seems to take that away from defenses at crucial times, it seems like, you know, like not allowing that little bit of exaltation of getting the team off the field.
You know, that's true. I mean, anytime that, you know, it's a fourth down situation, you know it's a do or die as far as, you know, staying on and off the field. But then one thing that you can look at as far as the defense's perspective is, you know what, even if in a turnover situation, you know, you want to be able to be like, hey, we got to go out there, and no matter what the situation is, we got to do our job. That's what we're there. We're there to stop the offense. And I think that if, you know, we get a fourth down pull on us, then hey, it's back to first. Let's do it again. You know, it's a game of inches, and that's the way I think this defense looks at it.
From a preparation standpoint, is it better that this game's in November as opposed to late August, early September, just because you guys kind of understand what else you might be thrown at you a little more?
I think it is to an extent, because when you, obviously the beginning of the season, you get, you know, you're trying to work everything out on your own team schematically. You're still trying to implement things and execute early on, and I think that once you get into the latter part of the season, that you know what to expect from teams, and that's, you know, that's an advantage that you necessarily don't have at the beginning of the season, and it can help, but at the same time, you know, that's the game of football. You know, that's what you gotta love about it, is, you know, you can either expect it, but you've always gotta expect the unexpected in order to be completely prepared, in my opinion.
Talk about Hester, who never seems to fall backwards. You guys are linebacker, it must be interesting to watch tape of a guy that always seems to live together in the most natural skill speed, but he just falls forward and gets his way forever.
Well, obviously, you know, great, they got great athletes, they've got a great team, but I like to think that, you know, what we've been doing defensively is, you know, we get a lot of guys to the ball, and that's what we pride ourselves on. Gata, that's our theme. And, you know, when you get 8 to 11 guys, you know, rolling to the ball, I mean, you're going to get some pile push. And, you know, obviously, you won't have that all the time, but that's one thing that we do pride ourselves on, is being the unit. And, you know, if one guy stands a guy up, we're going to have like three or four more of the guys there just a split second later. And I think that, you know, that mindset and that mentality has helped us out a little bit.
You looking for a lot of tech logos next week?
Absolutely. But you always look for those. Those are nice. You always want to get a bunch of those up there. I'd say that we've got a few more to put up there.
Any more questions for Quinn?